The court case is just one in a series of long-running complaints that French nuclear testing between the 1960s and the 1990s sickened many people. The latest case involves a dozen French veterans who claim the cancers they subsequently fell ill from are linked to radiation exposure from the testing. France conducted a total of 210 nuclear tests in Algeria and in French Polynesia over the three decades. But a Paris appeals court rejected their compensation demands, claiming they pertain to events before 1977, when a law on compensation took effect. The veteran's lawyer, Jean-Paul Tessonnière, expressed disappointment in the ruling.
C'est une déception. En même temps, c'est une déception qui était au moins en partie prévisible.
Tessonnière told French radio that the plight of his clients was a social scandal. He argued the court's decision was faulty, since the veterans fell ill after the compensation law took effect. He said he regretted the lack of audacity on the part of the court. Still, there is some good news for victims of French nuclear testing. In April, the French government agreed to compensate some people suffering health problems from radiation exposure. France's defense minister, Hervé Morin, is expected to introduce legislation to that effect in the coming days. Separately, another court in French Polynesia began to hear this year complaints from former workers at France's nuclear test sites there. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.